Barrier b'fnei yatzum aninu. The people that's covered up there, or they have two simonim, an isha and a man, and the kiss of different people. And Rashi says also, silusa the kodeshim. It's not nice for kodeshim to give it to people like this. Therefore, also we don't give them a truma, even though they're kahanim. Eved nami, like we had before, duma osil asuke mitrum liyusin. Maybe people will think to say he's a miyuchasnik person and will come to marry him. So even though he's an eved of a kayin, we don't give him truma down by the fields. What about Oral, a kayin that didn't have a bris milah because let's say his two brothers died by milah, so we don't have to give him a bris milah, but he's still an Oral. We don't give him truma. The tame, or else if the kayin is tame, why? Mishum demisei, it's mis. Like either his body has the orla, or else his body is tummy, it's a meat, it's disgusting, like we don't give him the truma. What about noisish isha shayna genis loy, mishum kinosa? A kohen that marries a posel isha, there's a kenas not to give him truma. For the Gemara isha matay maloy. Well, what's wrong? Why don't we give an ashes kohen? An isha that's married to a kohen, why can't we give her truma by the fields? What's wrong? So Gemara says, Pligi bo Rav Papa Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua. It's a machlokes. Chadama once says mishum grusha. We have to be afraid that maybe her husband, the kohen, gave her get. So true, she was once an eshes kohen, but maybe just recently the husband, the kohen, gave her get, and she's only a bas Yisrael. So therefore, she doesn't deserve to get truma anymore. So therefore, if you're far away from town, you don't know what's doing. You're not allowed to give the wife of the kohen truma because you don't know. Maybe she's not the wife anymore. The Chadama once says mishum yichud. Stan, you're not allowed to be alone with a lady in the fields. So therefore you don't give a lady truma in the fields. For the more my benai, what's the difference? Ika benai, one's difference is they dorad the makarva lamas of loishchicha buinchi. You have your field is right near the city, so you know everything was doing in the city, but nobody goes near your field. So yichud there is, because no other men are around there, so the shala from yichud. But since your field is right near the city, you know everything was going on. So if she would have received the get, you would have heard about it. So about you didn't hear that she got a get, you have a right to say, Ms. Thomas, she's still an Ashes Kohen. In Nami, another difference is the opposite way. Dimarachik, that your fields are far away from the city, but Ushchichi Boinshi, people are around you there. So Mishum Yichud, there's no Issa. You're not alone with the Isha. There are other people there. But Mishum Grushi, you have to be afraid. Maybe you did not hear yet the news that she received a get from her husband. And then she can't eat truma anymore. So therefore, when a suffix, you're not supposed to give an Isha, she's going truma. The cool in all these cases, though, Mishagrim Lehem Lobatayim, you're allowed to send the truma home to the house. Chutz mitomei v'noise noshim shein agenis loy. Yeah. Kohen is tamei, or else he married a wrong lady. Kenas, we don't send it to him. But a kohen that doesn't have a bris milah, mishagrin le, you could send him the truma. But the more my time, why is he better than a kohen is tamei? So mishum dionis, why is he better? Because he's an honest. Like the reason why he doesn't have a bris milah is not because he's a rasha, but his kids, his two brothers died because of milah. So he's a sakon, he doesn't have to have a bris milah. So since he's an honest, like it's not his fault, that's why I call upon him, we sent him truma to his house. For the Gemara, Tommy Nami, honest. The whore of a kohen became Tommy also. It wasn't a rasha. He didn't go and touch the mace. It happened on the middle of the road. The mace came near him. He didn't realize the whore is also an honest. So how come we don't send him truma to his house? So the Gemara, Poshit, Hai Nafesh Oinso, Vahila Nafesh Oinsei. One is a bigger honest. In other words, by you becoming Tommy, true, you didn't realize it. But you could have watched yourself better. You didn't have to go down this road. If you would have been much, much more careful, it wouldn't have happened. Mashenk, in a case where your two brothers died, machmas milo, that you do not have to have a milo now, your mamash and honest, nothing to do about it. Tana Rabbanim, we're like this. Ho eved v'yo'isha ein cholken len truma v'esagronis. An eved or an isha that goes down to the fields, we don't give them the truma. Like we learned before. Either the mishum ein mal miyuchsim the truma, we're afraid, or else isha mishum yichud. Over makim shacholkim, in a place we do give them, noisim lisha tchila, you're supposed to give a lady first. Over poitri noisim miyad, let her go back home. For the Gemara might come, what are you talking about here? He just said you don't give an isha truma, and now you say you give her. Sestira? Hochikom, this is what we meant to say. But makim shacholkim meiser oni, not truma. About the truma we don't give to an isha. But in the place we give out maiser oni, noisim lisha tchila, give it to a lady first. My time, how come an isha lady gets it before a man? Why? Mishum zelusa, because it's not nice to let it make a lady wait. A man could wait, but a lady that's outside, she's not at home, it's zelusa, it's not so nice, it's not good manners to let an isha wait outside. So Mar says, oh my Rav, Rav said like this, Meresha at the beginning, Kieva Yossi Gavra, when a man, Visa and a lady, Ladina, Kamoi, came in front of me for a Shiloh. First the man had a Shiloh, then a lady had a Shiloh. So what did I say? Which one should I take first? Heavy Sharina and Tigra, the Gavra Bresha. I used to take care of the man's problem first. Why? I mean, I thought like this. The Mechayib Mitzvahs, that the man has to go learn Torah is Mechayib Mitzvahs. So let me take care of his problem first, and I'll go back and do Mitzvahs. But the lady is potter for mitzvahs, so she doesn't have to rush home. But kivin de shemana lahor, now that I heard this far over here, is sharina tigra yisus of reisha. I took care of the lady's problems first. My time, why mishum zelusa? Like this is zelusa, it's not nice to make the isha wait outside, but not to go home. So if we took care of her din Torah first, and then he took care of the man's din Torah. Alright, we'll stop here. Daf Kuf holding. You're holding Daf Kuf from Aleph in the middle, two dots. Again, Hegdiluat Terubas. The two boys became older. Again, the Kshayla was where Kahanis, Anashas Kain, and Hashivcha both gave birth the same time in a cave, and the babies got mixed up, so we don't know which kid is the Kain and which kid is the Shivcha, is the Evid. So it says, the Mishnah says, when they get older, when they both grow up, you have to be Meshacher both of them. We give both of them a shichur, like whichever one is the Eved, he now becomes free, he becomes a Ben Yisrael. Because otherwise, neither of them could get married. They can't marry a regular Bas Yisrael, because one is an Eved. They can't marry a Shivcha, because one is a Kayin. So the only Eitzri is to be Meshacher both of them. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Loshen of Shichuru, Mashmi, if you want to, you could free them. Mashmi boy in, Eloi boy Eloi, if you don't want, you don't have to. Why do we have the choice about it? It should be a chiyuv to free them. Because the way they are right now, Lisa Shivcha and Yochel, to marry a Shivcha, they can't because one is a Kohen. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. Bas Chorin and Yochel, they can't marry a regular Bas Yisrael because one's an Eved. Because if so, they can't get married. So for sure we have to free them, to give them an Eitzah. Amar Rava, Rava says, Enachnami Amos, the Mishnah means like this. We force them. We force them to be freed one and the other, that we free both of them. In order that the Eved should become a Ben Chorin, a free, regular Israel, and now they both could get married. Then the Mishnah ends off the word that Noisten Aleim Chumrei Yisrael, for Chumrei Kakanim. They have both Chumris. So Morris says, L'may Hilchasa, what is the end of the mission adding? We already said all the halachas, that they can't eat truma, they can't be matamal meisim. We already said the chumras. So what is the mission at the end repeating itself? So Morris says, Amara Papa, Liminchasim. It means the halach of the mincha. The word nikmeses, keminchas Yisrael, v'eina nechelas keminchas kanim. That if one of these two brings a mincha, the halach is like this. When a Yisrael brings a mincha, so the Kohen does the Maisa Kemitza, and that is Makdar on the Mizbeach, and the Shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, you're allowed to eat. It's like Kotche Kadoshim, the Kohen's allowed to eat it. When a Kohen brings his own mincha, the halacha is Kulay Tokter. The whole thing has to be burnt. There's no Shirayim. So when one of these two people bring a mincha now, we don't know if the Shirayim should be eaten, or it should be burnt. Therefore, we give it both chumras that we say that we make a kemitza, as if it's a minchas Yisrael. But the shirayim in alarit, like a minchas koin in alarit. So we have both chumras on the mincha. Okay, so what do we do with it? Ha koin metz korav v'yatzmai. True, the kemitza, the handful that you take, the koin is makter it by itself. Vashirayim, the leftover of it, is kraven v'yatzman. Also, you have to burn it on the mizbech by itself. Like if it would be a regular Minchas Yisrael, there'd be a mitzvah tidit. But now that it's a Sufik, maybe he's a Kayin, we have to burn the rest of it. So Gemara asked the Kasha, how could we do that? For the Gemara Ikri Khan, we should call it over here, Kol Shem Imenu Le'ishim Harehu Babal Taktiru. There's a special love that once you have, let's say, like a Minchas Yisrael, that the halacha of the Minchas Yisrael is you have to make the kamit to the kohen first, and that is marked around the mizbeach. Now there's a lot of the rest of it, the shirayim, you're not allowed to burn. That's the klal of kol shim emenel yishim. As long as part of it already went to burn in the fire on the mizbeach, is a ray of a baal taktiru. You're not allowed to burn the shirayim. The shirayim are not allowed to burn. Since over here, how could we burn the shirayim itself? True, if he's a kohen, the shirayim is supposed to burn. But we have a doubt, maybe he's a Yisrael. If he's a Yisrael, there's an aveira, there's a lav, not to burn the shirayim. So how could we put the leftover of the mincha on the mizbeach to burn? So Morint is Amar Rav Yehuda, Breid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Demasik Lu L'Shumetzim. That when we burn the shirayim, we don't do it with kavono l'shem mitzvah haktorah, as if you want to burn the kemitza, but we do it just as if you're burning wood. You don't have a kavon, it's being burnt l'shem mincha. Stam like you're burning wood. And could Reb Lezer, like Reb Lezer Shita, Tetanya will learn like this, Rabbi Elezer Weimer, L'reach nichoyach iya tamala. That the Pasuk says, Allah, not to burn the leftover, that's only if you're burning it, l'shem reach nichoyach. If you want to burn it on the Mizbech like Akhtara, to say you're burning it like the Kemitza, that's what's also to burn it. Avala tamala l'shumetzim. But if you just want to put it on the Mizbech to be burnt, like you're burning regular wood, that's mutter. So therefore, this shirayim that you burn, you don't burn it with kavono. You're doing it l'shem mitzvah haktoro, but you burn it stam like etzim. That's all. Yeah. Faiter. Therefore, it's mutter. So Gemara says, "So nichal Rebbe Loza." That's good according to Rebbe Loza Shita, that if you don't burn the leftover l'shem haktara, it is no avera. See, you're allowed to burn it. Elu l'rabbonin ma'ikel meima. But the rabbonin shita is no. When the pasuk b'dashin kol shim imenu l'ishim harev about taktiru, once you burn part of it, you're not allowed to burn the rest. So no matter what purpose you're burning it, it's also. So according to the rabbonin, it's a kasha. How could we say here this mincha? This shirayim is supposed to burn. It's an avera. On the tzad, it's a Yisrael here, you're not allowed to burn the shirayim of his mincha. So how come in a suffix here, we burn it? So the Gemara answers, the Ovid law, to Rebbe Loza of Rebbe Shimon. We do according to Rebbe Loza of Rebbe Shimon Shita. The Tanya will learn like this, Rebbe Loza of Rebbe Shimon Aymer. Rebbe Loza of Rebbe Shimon says, HaKoy Meitz, Korav Liatzmoy. When you make a kemitza on the mincha, true, you're supposed to burn the kemitza by itself. When the kohen takes like his three fingers and sticks it into the mincha and takes it out, that's the kemitza that you burn. Vashirayim, the leftover part of it, is mispazrin al beis hadeshen. True, you can't burn it at one spot, but if you just sprinkle it all over the beis hadeshen, that's all right. V'afilo rabbonin loy pligyu le'ed Rebbe Elezer Rebbe Shimon ela b'minchas choita. Shel kahanim, debas hakrovi. And the Rabbanan that said even that much you can't do, you're not allowed to sprinkle it, that's only by a mincha of a minchas choyta of a kohen. When a kohen brings a minchas choyta, the basak rovi, there you're supposed to burn the whole thing. So there you're not allowed to sprinkle it. Avol hocho afilu Rabbanan moida. But over here, since it's a tzad to say that it's a Yisrael's korb mincha, and it's not supposed to be burnt, so therefore just sprinkling it, there's no aveira. Like Rashi says, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Aymer, Kabe Koyin HaMetamei Hegdish, Bedale Dalas, Shemevi Minchas Choyta. The Koyin did an Aveira, said he's very poor. He also brings a Mincha, that's his Kapor, he brings a regular Mincha. A Minchas Choyta. Uchsiv bo be Minchas Choyta, for hoiso la Koyin ke Mincha Kloima, im Choyt is a Koyin hu. If the one that has to bring the Mincha is a Koyin, he did the Chet, Harei ke Minchas Yisrael. It has the regular halacha like a minchas Yisrael. What does that mean? Ma minchas Yisrael nekmetzes, af minchas choyte shokanam nekmetzes. That even though usually the mincha of a kohen doesn't need kemitza, usually you take the whole mincha and burn the whole thing on the mizbeach, but over here when a kohen has to bring a minchas choyte, there is a mitzvah to make a kemitza. He has to take his three fingers full of it and then throw it on the mizbeach. Now if so, ima minchas Yisrael shireho necholin,
Maybe like a regular minchas yisro, the leftover parts, the kohen's lot eat. Maybe av zeh shireh necholin, the leftover kohen could eat. Talmud Leimah, this apostate says no, v'chol minchas kohen kolotiyah, that anything that a kohen brings has to be burnt. Okay, so how does it come out towards the sira? So Rabbi Lezer says, what it means to say is, when a kohen did this chet, is that ha-kohen metz korah b'yatzmai, that the kmitza true you have to take off and burn it by itself. But ha-shirayim korbonos li-yatzmon, but the shirayim you also have to burn, just burn it by itself. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, ha-kohen metz korah b'yatzmai, va-shirayim the leftover, mispazrin ha-beis ha-deshin. Lamata, you have to sprinkle it on the base of deshin on the bottom. Mokim shenoisnim shom trumas deshin. The same place where you put the trumas deshin. V'hanoitza. V'hainu eitzalam esbeich. Now v'yad kan loy pligi rabbonon alev v'yarmud yishraim krevim elebe minchas choyte koyin. Tisvirulu kula basa krovi. Only the rabbonon only argue where the koyin has to bring a korb minchas choyte, he's the koyin. So there the rabbonon say that the whole mincha has to be burnt. It says like a minchas Yisrael. It only means to say there has to be two parts to it. You have to take off the shirayim and burn the take off the kemitza and burn the kemitza by itself, and then you burn the shirayim by itself. But because it's a minchas kohen, it's a minchas kohen. Therefore, you have to make that krova. Keminchas nedvasoi avol hocha. But in our case, to lematzle akruvei. But in our case, the leftover the shirayim you can't burn. Mishum shema zaru. Because you have to be afraid, maybe this person is a Yisrael. V'yishirayim gemurmein. And if it's a Yisrael's mincha, the halacha is you're only allowed to burn the kemitza and nothing more. V'yishirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, has to be eaten. And not, it's not very, it's allowed to burn it. U'v'abal takpiru. So if so, afilu rabbonim moedetim espazrin. And even the rabbonim also will agree that you're not allowed to burn it agabi amizbeach, but you have to sprinkle it lamato agabi beis hadeshin. That's the Eitz Rov here also. Min asofik taki, you're not allowed to burn it agabi mizbeach. That's a lav of bal takpiru. But you're allowed to sprinkle it al beis hadeshin. That's muta. Right, Mishnah says like this now. Mi shaloi shoso acha baylo shloi shechadoshim. Learned already there's a mitzvah in the rabbonin that after a lady loses a husband or else he gives her a get, that before she gets married, lives with another man, she has to wait 3 months. In order to make sure that she's not pregnant from the first husband, we want to know who the father is. So let's say an Isha, after she got a get, or after her husband died, she did not wait 3 months, the Nisais, and she got married right away, the Yoldon, she gave birth after 7 months. In other words, the Ein Yidua, we do not know, in Ben Tisha Larishan, this kid that's born now is the father of the first husband, and really it's a 9 month baby old from the first husband. And Ben Shivali Achron, maybe no. Maybe when she got married later, she became pregnant from the second husband, and either only married 7 months now, maybe it's a 7th month baby from the second husband. So we have a son now, we don't know who his father is. In Ben Shivali Achron. So Lochren, Hoyu Lo Bonim Minorishin. Now, the father, the first husband, had already a son from her. And who I did now, the second husband also has another son later from this lady. So now what comes out is, this boy that's a Suffolk, he for sure has a brother here. Either the brother born before is his brother from the same father, or else the boy born next from the second husband is his brother. Like each father had already a Vaday son. And now this boy is born in the middle, we don't know who his father is. So what's going to be? Ubonim in Hasheni, and then let's say when he grows up, this boy, and he gets married, then he dies. So now what do we do to his wife? The locher is, Chotzen Vloid Miyavmin. They have to give his wife Chalitza, but they can't make Yivam. Trashi Chotzen Vloid Miyavmin, Lishtoi Shal Sofik there, that the two other brothers have to make Chalitza, but they cannot be miyabim. Why? B'nei Yerishin Cholten, the son of the first husband, has to give chalitza. Koshema ben Avin Hoya. Maybe the second son, the Suffolk, is a brother from the first father. Like maybe they have the same fathers, so they're brothers. But v'loiv miyabim, he can't make yibim though.
Koshema ben Achranu. Maybe it's the son of the second husband. Varehu Achayim Minayim. It comes out then they're only brothers from the same mother and not from the same father. And if that's the case, there's no mitzvah yibum, and his wife is also to you. On Eshas Ach, Minayim, there's no heter to live with her. So Mela, when this middle son, the Safik, dies, the other two brothers, Minas Safik, have to give her Chalitza, but neither of them could be Miyabmu. Because both of them have a Safik, maybe it's the brother's wife from the same mother and the Rasa to her. V'chein hu lohem. The same thing, this middle one, to them when they die. Let's say the first son dies, or the last son dies. Is Chalitza v'lo Miyabim. The same thing. He gives Chalitza to their wife, but he can't be Miyabma. The same thing. Because maybe it's only the brother from the same mother, not from the same father, and his wife is also to you, there's no way to give him.